My name is Awa Chedre, coordinator of family planning method in Togo. My collaborating is Daniel Noble, collaborating volunteer Peace Corps. The title of our presentation is Mobile Outreach Dismantles Barrier to the Adoption of Long-Term Family Planning Method in Togo. Togo is a small French-speaking country in West Africa. According to the 2009 Human Development Report, Togo has a human poverty index of 36.6% and ranks 170 out of 135. The national fertility rate is 5.6 lifetime birth per woman, and maternal and infantile mortality rates remain high at 478 per 100,000 live birth and 91 per 1,000 live birth, respectively. In space of official support for reproductive health initiative, effort to expand the reach of family planning products and services have been sporadic, resulting only in a minor improvement of the modern contraceptive prevalence rates between 1998 and 2006, when it increasing from 8% to 11%. A multiple indicator clause survey conducted in 2006 revealed that 31% of married women have unmet family planning needs. In addition, a 1999 survey indicated that even though abortion for non-medical reasons is illegal, at least 30% of women older than 30 have had one or more abortions. In an effort to help couples space and limit their children according to their reproductive desires, Population Service International Togo launched a nationwide family planning project in October of 2008 to train service providers, expand the range of available contraceptive methods to include long-term methods, specifically IUD and implants, and inform the population of their contraceptive options. Within the context of the project, in 2009, PSI Togo's research team conducted a tracking result continuously survey of 3,979 women between the age of 15 and 49 to identify barriers to the adoption of modern contraceptive methods. The study evoked the distance to clinic, the cost of certain methods, perceived lack of male support for family planning, and fear of side effects as significant obstacles for potential clients. In response to these concerns, PSI Togo organized mobile outreach activities for long-term method insertion, implant, and intrauterine devices. Since the pilot, steadily increasing demand for mobile outreach has shown that the strategy is effective in diminishing monetary, psychological, and social barriers to long-term method and increasing uptake among key target population. PSI Togo conducted mobile outreach over 2-3 month cycles. For each month of mobile outreach, 30 public district hospitals were given the fund by PSI to carry out 2 mobile outreach days. On such day, 2 of the 2,234 PSI-trained public sector service providers traveled from district hospitals to distant underserved sites to provide generous family planning and information, individual counseling, and the long-term method of choice to interested couples virtual fee of change 50 cents. Roughly the same price of short-term method like the pills and the injection that are available in rural clinics. In the first 3 month cycles, 50 implants was allotted for each outing. However, that proved insufficient to meet demand, and in the second cycle, the quantity of implants was doubled. Women tend to prefer the implant to the intrauterine devices. Nevertheless, IUD insertion in the second cycle do not accurately reflect demand because there was a national stock out of IUD. A quality assurance plan was put in place to deal with complication. To date, there have been zero adverse events over the life of the project. The clients targeted through mobile outreach are rural subsistence farmers, a sector of the population who survive by avoiding risk whenever possible. High initial monetary costs for method adoption coupled with fear of negative health consequences due to the interplay between side effects and misinformation lead to high perceived risk surrounding long-term method contraceptive methods. The mobile outreach strategy reduces the risk of long-term method adoption by diminishing monetary, psychological, and social costs. In a country where 38.7% of the population lives on less than $1.25 a day, economic barriers to the uptake of long-term contraceptive methods are to be expected. At public hospitals in Togo, long-term insertion costs the client $3. For the intrauterine devices and $7 for the implant. These prices are highly subsidized by USAID. The only client fee associated with adoption of a long-term method during PSI mobile outreach is the cost of the health card of 40 cents. Roughly the equivalent of monthly protection through short-term contraceptive methods like the pills and or the injection. Mobile outreach takes place in rural clinics. Typically, the only modern contraceptive method easily available to rural population are the pill and the injection, limiting client choice to short-term methods. Many of the sites targeted by the mobile outreach strategy are more than 30 miles away from district hospitals where long-term methods are available. While this may not seem far, bad roads, seasonal flooding, high gas prices, and dependence on public transportation curtail movement. Round-trip transportation costs from rural villages to district hospitals easily match or support long-term method insertion costs. Eliminating transportation costs greatly reduces overall monetary costs. In addition to monetary costs, psychological costs, like mistrust of service providers, lack of knowledge about contraceptives, and fear of side effects are some of the greatest barriers to uptake of modern contraceptives. Many rural Togolese fear the treatment they will receive at the hands of educated Togolese who look down on them and often try to take advantage of their ignorance. When long-time methods are only offered at large public hospitals, rural clients are forced out of their comfort zone. In contrast, during mobile outreach, clients can adopt long-term methods at family local clients with the support of local service providers and community health workers. Through on-site counseling, the mobile outreach strategy also provides an invaluable opportunity to correct common misconceptions and allay fear of potential clients. Like much of West Africa, Togo is a patrilineal, patrilocal society. Through the payment of a price, ownership of the women's fertility is transferred to her husband and his lineage. Social norms support women's control over reproduction and make it very difficult for women to exercise her own individual fertility desires if these contacted the fertility aspiration of her husband and his family. These factors make male support for family planning an imperative for the diffusion of modern contraceptive methods. Because it takes place on site, mobile outreach provides a rural opportunity to reach male partners and convince them of the many benefits of family planning, thereby reducing the social cost of method adoption. According to the Togolese reproductive health law, women do not need their husband's permission to use a contraceptive method. However, sociocultural norms render the law moot. A total of 926 men attended general information sessions during mobile outreach activity in 2010, which, although only a small percentage of total participants, is a step in the right direction. In addition, over the course of a mobile outreach day, several women from any one community adopt a long-term method, thereby creating a cycle of social support for users. This allows clients to feel that they are not alone in their choice of method and encourages uptake. 2-3-month cycles of mobile outreach were implemented. The first cycle took place between August and October 2009, and a total of 956 IUD and 2,521 implants were inserted. The second cycle took place between February and April 2010, and a total of 371 IUD and 7,291 implants were inserted. The most recent cycle of mobile outreach took place between September and November 2010 with total insertion of 428 IUD and 2,401 implants. Of the women who adopted a long time during the second cycle of mobile outreach activities, 77.75% have never used modern contraceptives, and only 2.8% had tried a long time method. For the month, Togo's experience demonstrated that mobile outreach can be accepted in overcoming barriers to the immediately adoption of long-term method. However, we also hope that mobile outreach will have a long-lasting ripple effect by creating a nucleus of satisfied local users who can dispel, mute, and stimulate adoption by their peers. The project has been challenged by the weather and national stock out of contraceptive products. Also, once the risk perception of long-term method adoption has been lessened with trial and positive promotion by users, it still remains to be seen whether clients will be willing to pay the relatively high monetary costs associated with long-term methods. Mobile outreach could be expected to generate similar results in places where there is a long density of service providers, high cost of access to information and product misconceptions surrounding modern contraceptive methods. Lack of male support for family planning, low penetration of modern contraceptives and target population that are difficult to reach through traditional channels. Thank you.